Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs around 86. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms likely. Some of those could be on the severe side. We'll see lows around 60 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 53. And Thursday, partly sunny, isolated storms. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. The Sunflower State reporting its second death from a vaping-related lung disease in less than 2 weeks. Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that a man over 50 has died. The state health department said it's not releasing names, hometowns, or other details about people who've died or become sick to protect their privacy. The state's first reported death related to e-cigarette use was a woman over 50 and reported on September 10th. The governor's office says both people who died had other underlying health issues. A monkey at a western Kansas zoo is recovering after it was injured while apparently trying to stop an intruder from taking a younger monkey. Officials at Wright Park Zoo in Dodge City say the older monkey named Vern was hurt and his son Pickett was found on the outskirts of Dodge City back on the 3rd of September. The younger monkey was not harmed. The older monkey underwent surgery for broken bones. Dodge City police are investigating. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
This is Rusty, office manager at Augusta Flight Center. One of the newest additions to our 11 aircraft fleet is 733 Tango Kilo. This beautifully maintained Cessna 172 has already become a favorite with many of our pilots. With a useful load of 843 pounds, a standard six-pack, and dual VORs, it's a steal at $105 an hour and a great primary trainer or time builder. For more information on our aircraft and training options, go to our AFC Facebook page, our website at iflyaugusta.com, or call 316-733-4080.
The new state park in Kansas is slated to open next month. Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park in Logan County is a geological gem that features chalky spires and buttes projecting as high as 100 feet in the air. The Wichita Eagle reports that the park is set to open October 12th. The park's grand opening ceremony will be followed by free guided tours that run every hour. Kansas dropped a $50 visitor's fee last month. That fee had been intended as a warning to anyone that might damage the park's fragile rock formations. A Kansas man is blaming CVS Pharmacy for his stroke, and he says in a lawsuit the pharmacy filled his prescription for a blood-thinning medication with the wrong drug. Wichita Eagle reports that Ben Huey said in a lawsuit he suffered a stroke in July of 2017 after taking the wrong medication. Kansas CVS Pharmacy said in a formal response it didn't provide the incorrect medicine or cause the stroke. Mid-America Network News.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities have released the names of two men whose bodies were found in a south central Nebraska subdivision sand pit pond. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office identified the men as 26-year-old Jamie Estuardo Perez Carias and 37-year-old Rodrigo Ramos Tino. Both lived in Grand Island. The bodies were found early Friday morning after Buffalo County Sheriff's deputies were called to the scene about 2 miles south of Shelton on Thursday night. The investigation determined the two had not been seen or heard from since early Thursday morning. Investigators believe the man had intended to fish at the sand pit before starting to work. After a decade of booming enrollment by students from China, American universities are starting to see steep declines as political tensions between the two countries cut into a major source of tuition revenue. Several universities have reported drops of one-fifth or more this fall in the number of new students from China. Mid-American at Work News.
Hear that? Stampede's coming. Be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry, because this stampede won't be here for long.
Construction contractors and landscapers, rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday, and following a public hearing, with several questions answered by the accountant assisting with the budget preparation, the 2020 budget was approved unanimously as published. The mill levy will remain at 51.008 mills, resulting in just over $24 million in tax collections, a year-over-year increase in expenses of some $150,000. Sheriff Dan Hargrave will make arrangements in coming weeks for a meeting with commissioners himself, the architect, construction manager, and bond specialist to get together to discuss construction of a new jail and administration facility and financing options. Options for funding were presented briefly during the budget discussion, with six options, three of which would need voter approval. Commissioners voted to remove a bridge structure in Section 15 of Blue Rapids Township from county inventory, qualifying for an additional $50,000 from the state low-volume bridge project. The structure was reported out after a recent inspection. A low-water crossing in Lincoln Township is in danger of breaking up and may wash downstream, causing issues. The township asked the county remove the crossing. Commissioners opted to take no action at this time. North Central Regional Planning representatives, along with Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber, discussed FMA funding priorities, FEMA, and grant opportunities. They're working with area communities on several projects, including Blue Rapids, on the pool, indicating they're looking at possible sales tax funding and will likely put a city sales tax in Blue Rapids to vote next spring. They're also working with Frankfort on improving the truck route through town. Barber advised they have signed contracts in place for the Blue Rapids grocery store and that two businesses will likely apply for the downtown revitalization program recently approved by the state. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes outlined a sex trafficking presentation to be conducted at Frankfort High School September 19th and 20th. The presentation will also be conducted for the Marysville Junior Senior High students October 8th at 9 a.m., and the parents' portion being the night before October 7th at 7 p.m. Washington and Nemahal County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business, with Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously approving the 2020 budget as published, following a public hearing with no comment from the public. Increased valuations were some $11 million higher than the previous year and will allow a slight decrease in the mill levy to 42.436 mills, while reflecting a $345,000 increase to $8.2 million collected. Assessed valuations have more than doubled over the past decade in Nemahal County, allowing six consecutive levy reductions, resulting in nearly a 20% decrease from the 2015 levels at a high of 52.973 mills. A fatality accident was reported in Pawnee County Saturday morning around 10:30. Both occupants of a single vehicle were reportedly ejected in a rollover accident on Highway 50 north of Pawnee City, just south of 711 Road. The unidentified driver, a 51-year-old male from Pawnee City, was airlifted to an area hospital, while his 15-year-old son died shortly after transfer from the accident scene. According to the release from the Pawnee County Attorney, the identity of the individuals involved and additional details will not be released without consent of the family. Nemahal County authorities report a theft of a parts tractor from 740 U.S. Highway 36 that was under restoration sometime between September 7 and 11. The tractor was valued at $5,000. Betty Fincham, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Fincham. Virgil Runnebaum, age 96, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell, burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 to 5, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Virgil Runnebaum. Joseph B. Joey Pale, age 67, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joey Pale. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs, noodles, a wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, ham loaf, red skin potatoes, asparagus, wheat bread, and fruit cocktail. Check of the school and community calendar, Marysville High tennis team at Perry LeCompton today. 8th grade volleyball, triangular at Fort Riley. 7th grade volleyball, triangular at Marysville. 7th grade football at Wamego. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a low-pressure system that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, as well as an upper-level disturbance. It does look like quiet weather for tomorrow, but another system could bring us some more showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week. Behind the system, we're actually going to see some cooler temperatures for tomorrow through Friday. So looking at the forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 80s with wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of those could be severe, then clearing skies overnight. We'll see lows around 60. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 53. As into Thursday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. And Thursday night, we'll continue the chance of storms, cloudy at 63 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late September, 77. Record high on this date, 97, in 1939. The average low, 53, and the record low of 29 set in 1983. Sunset this evening, 7:17. Sunrise in the morning at 7:13. Clear skies and 60 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of September. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy's Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
raining touchdowns on Monday Night Football. Hi, this is Dave Packer reporting on sports. Mitch Trubisky's touchdown drought is over. The Bears QB found Taylor Gabriel in the end zone three times last night as Chicago dominated the Redskins.
Here's the snap in motion right, Cohen. Trubisky looking, gonna float it easy, pitch and catch to Taylor Gabriel. Front right corner of the end zone, touchdown, touchdown Bears!
On WBBM, HaHa Clinton Dix added a 36-yard pick six for the Bears, and they beat Washington 31-15. To last night's baseball, the Rays hit three home runs in a six-run fourth to come back from four down against the Red Sox and get a 7-4 win. That moves Tampa half a game ahead of Cleveland, who had the day off for the second AL wild card. And the Nationals took sole possession of the top NL wild card spot with a 7-2 win over the Phillies, giving them a half game lead over the idle Brewers. The Cardinals' magic number to clinch the NL Central is down to three after they beat the Diamondbacks in Paul Goldschmidt's first game back in Arizona since he was traded to St. Louis.
Here it comes, and that ball's hit deep to right center field. Backing up is the right fielder, to the track, to the wall, big fly, Paul Goldschmidt.
On KMOX, Goldschmidt becomes the first player to hit 100 home runs at Chase Field with that blast, and St. Louis won 9-7. And a wild one between two already eliminated teams in Toronto as the Blue Jays beat the Orioles 11-10 in 15 innings. Toronto was down to their last out in the bottom of the 9th and 12th before they won it in the 15th.
Swung on a drill, deep left field, and let's go home!
On SN 590, that's Anthony Alford's first career homer to win it. Finally, in college sports, the NCAA's enforcement staff has charged the University of Kansas with lack of institutional control and Jayhawks head basketball coach Bill Self with responsibility violations. Self denies the allegations. I'm Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Pawnee Mental Health Services and your local community observe National Recovery Month every September. It is estimated that 19.7 million Americans aged 12 and older battled a substance use disorder in 2017, and that 8.5 million Americans suffered from both a mental health and substance use disorder. If you or someone you care about is struggling with a mental health or substance use disorder, please contact your local Pawnee office. Responding to needs, building healthy communities, and restoring lives. That's Pawnee.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Trade talks continue this week between the U.S. and China as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement inches closer to reality. President Trump says talks last week between the U.S. and China were very positive, and negotiations will continue this week ahead of high-level talks planned sometime next month. A Chinese delegation canceled U.S. farm visits last week, but apparently not because of the ongoing trade negotiations. Officials say the trips were canceled to avoid excess media attention. Meanwhile, Democrats in the House plan to submit a counterproposal to the White House this week on changes to USMCA. House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says the USMCA working group would meet with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer this week to intensify the discussion. Neal hopeful the group and Lighthizer can strike a deal soon that allows the House to vote on the agreement. Neal says the concerns raised by Democrats are not resolved, but added the Trump administration has made substantial progress. Lawmakers representing dairy country say the trade agreement with Japan fails to level the playing field for U.S. dairy. Late last week, a group of lawmakers joined Representative Ron Kind of Wisconsin in a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer detailing the issue. The lawmakers say U.S. dairy will have inferior access to the market compared to its competitors like the European Union and signatories of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement of Trans-Pacific Partnership. The agreement fails to level the playing field for U.S. exporters of cheese, butter, skim milk powder, ice cream, and condensed milk, according to lawmakers. The administration required to consult with Congress when a new trade agreement negotiations are happening in order to ensure any new agreement would include access for key agriculture sectors like dairy. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Sam Spank with your latest Jacob agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Trade talks continue this week between the United States and China as the USMCA inches closer to reality. President Donald Trump says talks last week between the United States and China were, quote, very positive. Negotiations will continue this week ahead of high-level talks planned sometime next month. A Chinese delegation canceled U.S. farm visits last week, but apparently not because of the ongoing trade negotiations. Officials say the trips were canceled to avoid excessive media attention. Meanwhile, Democrats in the House of Representatives plan to submit a counterproposal to the White House this week on changes to the MCA, according to Politico. House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says the USMCA working group would meet with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer this week to intensify the discussion. Neal is hopeful the group and Lighthizer can strike a deal soon that allows the House to vote on the agreement. Neal says the concerns raised by Democrats have not been resolved, but added the Trump administration has made substantial progress. In other news, the United States Cattlemen's Association is urging President Donald Trump to reinstate country of origin labeling for beef in the USMCA. Although Kuhl failed to make it in the final text of the trade pact replacing the North American Free Trade Agreement, the organization says there is still an opportunity to address the unfair treatment of cattle and beef in this trade agreement. The association sent the request to President Trump in a letter stating the impact of poor cattle market and decreasing live cattle prices coincide with the continued decline in America's rural economy and the rising income disparity between rural and urban residents. USCA President Kenny Grainer says, "We respectfully request the inclusion of a country of origin labeling program for United States beef products within the context of USMCA." The letters continue to say UMCA without Kuhl deprives U.S. cattle producers of the ability to differentiate their product in the market. The letter follows a similar effort in early July by a coalition of freshman House members. With your latest check of agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Spack.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lemagrain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Construction contractors and landscapers rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. If you think the arrival of fall means you can ease up on your work in the garden, oh boy, are you wrong. Jim Fizell, our gardening expert, has a few tips on composting after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
When it comes to doing things around the garden, there are very few months out of the year that there isn't something to do. And Jim Fizell says this is a very important time of year for your garden. And he's talking about composting. Yesterday, he talked about pit composting, where you dig out your garden bed and put the dirt elsewhere and cover it up and then start stockpiling your leaves and grass clippings and things like that all winter long. And in the springtime, you've got a compost you can use. And if that sounds like a lot of work, more than you want to tackle, Jim says,
you don't have to do a whole bed at one time. As a matter of fact, you can do part of a bed at once. Maybe you get every 4 or 5 years, you get all the way around through the whole garden. But start now. If you start now, 4 or 5 years, it'll be done, and your garden, the whole garden will be doing a lot better. Another system is the plastic bag system. Black plastic garbage bags will work if you don't have too much stuff. Now, if you have a tremendous amount of stuff, this may turn out to be a problem for you, and you're going to have to go to another system. But you can throw all this stuff in a black plastic garbage bag. It's best if you chop it up, if you can, before you put it in there. Throw in a shovel full of soil with it. and close it up. Put it in a place where it can just be out of sight. You don't want to look at these messy bags. Put it behind the garage or someplace where you won't have to look at it. And every once in a while, when you think about it, roll it over, turn it over. And you'll find each time you turn it, it seems like it's not quite as full because the stuff that's in there is beginning to break down. By the end of winter, actually, by next spring, you'll find out that you have a bag full of compost, nice stuff to use as potting soil to add to your garden where you need more organic material and so forth. The last thing I want to just mention, and this is something a lot of us have done in the past, it's getting a little more difficult to do, but that's to actually start a compost pile out in the open. Some communities have local regulations which say you can or cannot do that. The other thing you need to remember is it takes space, and you need some kind of a structure. It could be just fence posts with steel fence posts with some wire and so forth to keep this stuff in one place. And it needs to be turned, which means you're going to have to have double the size of the pit. Now, we normally like to see one of these pits at 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet tall. That's the best size that you can use so that you really do get it to heat up enough that it can really make compost. And it needs to do that. The organisms in that compost, in that heap, have to work on the material that's in there to digest it. And when they do that, they create heat.
But if it smells, you've got a problem. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Clear skies and 60 degrees this morning in Marysville. Seasonal highs around 80 on tap today. Could fire some late afternoon, evening thunderstorms across the region. Be advised, gusty winds, some hail possible.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas has received a notice of allegations from the NCAA that alleges significant violations within its storied men's basketball program. The allegations include a responsibility charge levied against Hall of Fame coach Bill Self. The notice includes three level one violations tied primarily to recruiting and cites a lack of institutional control. It also includes a notice of secondary violation in football tied to then coach David Beatty that involved use of an extra coach during practice. KC Royals manager Ned Yost says he'll be retiring at the end of the season. That will end a 9-year tenure that included two American League pennants and the franchise's first World Series title in 30 years. The announcement came on an off day for the Royals, who Sunday fell 57-100, their second consecutive season with at least 100 losses. Mid-America Network Sports.
When vehicle manufacturers throw around the word rebate, we almost become numb to it. But when the federal government uses the word rebate, we all pay attention. This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at the Augusta Municipal Airport. And right now, the federal government is offering a rebate of $500 for your ADS-B installation. Call for details and to schedule an appointment at Heartland Avionics, 316-733-4060.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge. Well, that didn't take long. Controversial NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown has apparently moved on from football and gone back to school.
The former Steelers, Raiders, and Patriots receiver has enrolled in online courses at Central Michigan University to finish his college degree. Antonio Brown went to CMU for 3 years before entering the NFL draft, foregoing his senior year. He's taking management, technical writing, religion, and sociology courses and actually enrolled on September 16th, 4 days before he's released by the Patriots. Brown is facing accusations of rape and sexual misconduct. He tweeted on Sunday that he will not be playing in the NFL anymore, asserting that owners can cancel deals with players whenever they want and that the NFL Players Association does not hold them accountable. I'm Joe Ramsey.
The K-State Wildcats begin their Big 12 slate on Saturday at Oklahoma State. This follows an impressive 31-24 comeback victory at number 23 Mississippi State and a bye week. The Wildcats and the Cowboys kick it off 6 o'clock Saturday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our game of the week and Marysville home and away games live on KNDY.
Catch the area game of the week on Friday as Valley Heights are home against Republic County. Kickoff at 7 live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Hear Bulldog football as they travel to top-ranked Sabetha. Friday, kickoff at 7 live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
There's some good news about the spirit of generosity. We will share that today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 24th, the 267th day of the year. Novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald was born on this day, and this night in 1968.